spooky hello to you. This is Z.
And this is Amy.
And you're here for a Halloween episode of Curse Words and Crayons Presents True Crime. You're here today. I'm here today. Amy is here today. That is cause for celebratory. I know. That's cause for me to lose my fucking mind, apparently. And we can talk about something crimey, or in today's case, something just like very obscure. So this is our first full episode that we will be dedicating to an urban legend. So we've done like a roundup in the past. I remember us talking about black-eyed children. So I know we've done something like that, right?
A Halloween-themed episode. It was one of the October-y episodes when we were doing roundups. But yeah, we've never... Most of our cases are like full-on true crime or parenting. So I am interested to hear what the people think about...
Yeah, it's an urban legend. And it's the Beast of Bray Road. But first, show and tell. What do we have today, Amy?
We do. Of course we do. It's getting darker and darker, earlier and earlier. And I don't know about you, but it gives me the major sads. My serotonin comes from a bottle. And in wintertime, it really screws with my emotions. Now, I live in the Midwest, so I know that affects sunlight time and all of those things. But
people that live north of the Midwest, I don't understand what they do in the winter. It just has to be very difficult because I also experience some seasonal moods. Everybody does, right?
Of course.
Everybody does. It's scientifically proven.
Yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I live in a very sunny area. Like I live in the South. We are getting all the suns all the times, like way more in the winter than
others in the United States. Right.
It still gets hard, real hard in the winter.
Right. So it just screws with my emotions and I want to pretend that it doesn't, but it does. And we are reaching a stage in our lives, friends, where we really need to decide it's okay to be sad, but this is what we're going to do to fix it. A few weeks ago, we talked about halotherapy, which is adding salt particles to your air in order to improve breathing and anxiety.
I added also, that to my Christmas list, by the way.
I love it. There are so many things that I have been seeing since I went to that salt cave and also since we talked about it. So my husband is sick right now. I was telling Z before this. And one thing that I sent him with when he left was saline to use in his nose. What does saline have in it? It has salt in it.
Do you do it with the aloe too?
No.
It's a game changer. They make some with aloe.
Oh, I just sent him with the spray. I don't care about his skin.
No, not him. I didn't even know children.
Uh-huh. Okay.
He can suck it up. Man child can just saline it up. He's fine. But the actual child's, or when you're real, like he's sick, don't get me wrong. But when he's like real, real sick,
right.
It with aloe.
Anyway, okay. I'll have to look into that. But finding all of these other little things that are both science-y and, you know, Eastern medicine-y, I love so much. So it's also good for unplugging, relaxing, shutting yourself down a little bit. I recently started taking this like workshop that's called like tuning into quiet time, which has been a game changer. I've only had one session, but I'll tell you guys about it when it's done. But unplugging is something that we all really have a hard time doing. This week, since I've pulled out my light box again, I figured let's add it to our fall/winter girl regimen, shall we? So I hate to admit it, seasonal affective disorder, SADS, which also, come on, makes you sad, is real. Your days get shorter and the dark and the cold, all the science makes you sad, right? Well, I bought a light box a couple of years ago. My mom was having some medical issues and I bought her one. And so I bought myself one and I was like, this piece of shit doesn't work. Like I'm using it. It's not making me less sad. I don't know what's happening. This is bullshit.
Were you just like Googling away one day and saw it or somebody suggested it to you or like, what was the first thing?
So I had bought it for my mom because my mom was at the time battling cancer. And
oh, it was something... Okay, so you were like, anything that's going to help with fucking cancer, let me, right. All the things. So let's stand on our heads, chicken eggs, like let's do what we need to get this done. Yes.
When you're going through chemo, light therapy can be super helpful and beneficial. Okay. But okay. As I was reading all the articles, it was like, oh, it also helps with seasonal affect disorder. And I was like, hey, wait a minute, that's me. Let me get myself one. So I got her one. I got myself one. I was like, this shit's not working. I hate it. What a waste of money. This piece of junk. So of course, as per usual, gave up, decided I was done. It went in the pile of things that are just like, okay, I did try this. But I went last year, I switched doctors. We were just talking about this before we started recording. Z and I are on very opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to doctors. I will jump into my doctor's office literally at any moment. And
I will like, never go.
I don't remember the last time I went to the doctor. Let me take that back. I will do that for my children. Myself, I'm not super good at it. So,
so my kids all take, well, right. I take care of my kids, you guys, but also no, I'm more of a holistic approach. And I go to the chiropractor. I go to different people's. Does that make sense? So I'll hit up different people before I'll go to the doctor. And because we have problems with like ear infection. So then I'll take my kids to the chiro first to try to get him to help realign their body so they can naturally whatever.
Let me just put on record, you can take care of your kids and not always take them to the doctor.
Yes, you can.
So that is 100% within your prerogative. So please do not feel like that means you're not taking care of your kids, because absolutely you can. My sister and I are also on very opposite ends of the spectrum, and she is like from a very medical background. She just doesn't. And I think it's because she's like, let's wait it out and see how it goes. And I'm like, they're dying. There's something terrible wrong with them. I need somebody to tell me that they're not dying. Like, that's anxiety, friends. Which is another reason why my serotonin.
See, my anxiety is if I take them in, the doctor is going to tell me they're dying. But if I keep them at home and I fix it here, everything is going to go okay. Like, I can't have the doctor confirm my beliefs that they are in fact on the path to death. Because then it's true. But if nobody confirms it, then
it's not true.
Then yeah.
Oh yeah. Let's unpack that at a later date, friend. That is, it's a thought. It's a thought. And guess what? Your kids are alive and they're thriving and everybody's great. So we're just going to say, awesome job parenting. It is so good. But I had this new doctor who is a little bit more, yes, let's try medicine, but also have you thought of this? Like, let's also try these things in addition to whatever it is that you need. And she said, have you tried a light box? And I said, yeah, I have one and it's garbage and it never worked for me and I'm not going to do it. And then surprise, surprise, I wasn't using it right. So she was like, well, actually, let's talk about how this works and like what you're supposed to be doing with it. Try that and see if it works. And if it doesn't work, we can look at other things, whatever. So I'm not a doctor. Let me say this first, do your own research, but let me give you a little bit of a rundown. A light box, it's just a small box or a big one. It's mine. Just looks like a little cosmetic mirror, like a rectangle cosmetic mirror.
And I'm looking through them and the pricings are very different. How much did you pay for yours personally?
A roundabout. Roundabout what I paid for mine was something like $40 or $50.
And now did you pay for a more expensive one for your mother or for yourself, or did you purchase the same one for both of you?
I purchased the same one for both of us. Okay. Because it came out, and honestly, I purchased it because it was in the article that I was reading. It was like, buy this one. And I was like, cool. What I'm going to buy.
Done.
Now, there are some things that I did not look into. Luckily, mine has those things. But when you're buying a light box, you want to make sure that it has a certain exposure of light, 10,000 lux. I don't know what that means, but it will say on there like what the, I'm assuming that's like the light, whatever. And then also it has to have minimal UV light. So the point is not tanning, friends. The point is the light that's supposed to help change the chemicals in your brain. So a lot of studies show that it can help cause a chemical change in your brain that lifts your mood. But you have to do certain things in order to do that. So number one, you want to make sure it's not just like a lamp. It has all of the things that you need, the 10,000 lux and then minimal UV light. But also, this is where I also did it wrong, because I would just like turn it on and be like, okay, why is this not working? You got to use it within the first hour of waking up, which Z said before we started recording, who wants to put that light in your fucking face, like right as soon as you wake up? But
you're turning your lights on in the house anyways, though. What? Right? Like exactly. At some point in time, you're going to have to make your coffee or brush your teeth or find your shoes, use it to do those things.
So first, within the first hour of waking up, doesn't have to be as soon as you step out of bed, give yourself a little bit of time, but turn it on. Keep it on for 20 to 30 minutes. You have to be close to it, like 16 to 24 inches from your face. So you can't just like turn it on and then walk away from it. And like, just because it's in the same room as you.
That's going to be my problem. I think that I'm real focused and I don't think that I'm real focused, but I start tasks and I'm like, yes, we're going to, but then squirrel it up. And then 5 minutes later I'm upstairs and I have not sat down.
I get it, but maybe, okay, here's something that you and me do that I didn't even think of until just a second. Do it while you're changing your to-do list, while you're going through your list.
I love
that's
that.
Probably
yes.
At least 20 minutes.
Yes.
Just sit down. I always set an Alexa timer because that's how I run my life, is everything is through Alexa reminders and timers and all those things. I'm going to make her go off because she's in the other room. But 16 to 24 inches from your face, and your eyes have to be open. So like, you can't be like resting while it's happening. Like your eyes have to be open,
okay.
But don't stare directly at it. So making a list, reading a book, if you're like doing some reading time.
That's smart.
Those would all be good ways to do it. Z sent over some recommendations. You can get them on the Zon, which is, you know, where Z and I prefer to get all of our belongings, because no people and no leaving your house. But they are pretty popular these days. I'm sure you could get them at like places like Bed Bath & Beyond, or like places that sell like housing things. And I'm sure like if you have like a crystal store or like somewhere that sells oils close to you, like they probably would also have something similar to this. I'll link my faves and any of the other ones that Z finds in the show notes. They are going to range in price. Obviously do what feels best for your budget. But I have also seen them as like a light bulb, like where you can screw it into a lamp. I'll see if I can find some of those and put them in there as well.
Ooh, okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah, I found one that looks like a selfie light situation, which I think is neat, because it seems like it's $170.
Well, listen, guys, Christmas is coming. And when somebody asks you what they want, what do you want for Christmas? Don't say nothing. Exactly. Start those lists now if you haven't already. Z taught me last year. I've started my list and I just keep adding stuff to it. And then when people want to buy me something, my husband sends
them. I let them. Yes, exactly. Exactly. I let them because I'm sick of getting presents that I don't like, because
I'm so tired of the clutter. And I'm so sick of the garbage. Like
And that sounds so ungrateful. For a candle, thank you so much. And I really appreciate any gift that I've been given. And like, it's so sweet that somebody thought of me. And I don't mean it like that. I just also sometimes would rather people, like my mom, for instance, sometimes I just rather her save her money. You know, it's okay. I didn't need that. Actually, this is what I wanted instead. Like, she will quite literally buy things for me.
Yes. Yes. That is what I want. Don't buy me something just because you didn't think you got me enough.
Yes.
Then just either give me a gift card or just give me what you think is important to you. Because to be honest, it's not about the amount of money you spend on me.
Exactly.
But I would much rather you spend it on something that I really want. And so
Yes. Or again, my mother is just not a great, we have very different, like, instead of buying me that sweater that I have to return, if you could just, in a size that I could grow into at 35, like, please don't do that anymore. She tells me that all the time.
I don't want to grow into any of my clothes, okay? If anything, buy me something too small so I can shrink into it. But guess what? That also makes me feel bad too.
You and
don't do that. Just buy my normal size.
Or don't.
I'm not a baby.
My name is not Ren.
Thank you.
Or if you're like, this looks like it might fit her weird, then also just don't buy it.
Then say no. Unflattering. No, thank you.
You don't need to assume my size is different because this article of clothing fits differently. Don't buy it. Buy me something else that I would actually
pick something else.
Enjoy.
Go to my Amazon list. Thank you. And I also love you. And thank you for being in my life. And I think you're great.
Yes.
Those are all the things I want to say.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I feel like a dick, but also stick to the script.
That, you know? Exactly. Exactly. And you do it for your kids, people, too. You know that you do.
No.
You say, I do this to my kids. I say, I didn't buy them enough stuff. So I'm going to buy you a ton of shit that they don't need.
And those
need.
Aren't the stuff that they, it's not even stuff that they like. Yes,
no, exactly. They don't even care. I bought Hayden a fucking Easy Bake Oven like 100 years ago because I thought, she definitely needs this. She's used it one fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
$60 down the drain because you had to buy all the fucking accessories too. So just don't do that. Nobody likes that. But maybe we talk about crime. I don't know.
Yes. Oh, but also make a list for your kids too, to send to the grandparents as well, because it is really hard. I hate when kids invite me to parties now. They're not inviting me. I hate when kids invite my child to parties right now.
You get invited to kids' parties? It's weird.
I mean, sometimes.
Whatever.
Like my sobrinas, like they invite me.
And they want you there because you're going to give them stuff. So
they do. They do. I also want it to come with suggestions of gifts.
Yes.
So, please tell me what your kids want for their birthdays. So also do this as just a general, just have an ongoing list, and this helps save you too. So like when I was going for Christmas this year, you know, they have the two big prime days already. One in July and the one, two of them already. And the one in
October this month, there was one at the beginning of the month. Yeah.
So I just went from last year's list and bought some things. It was crazy. Okay, but yes, crime. Thank you to Sam Z. You suggested this. You're a freaking gem. What would we even do without her?
Who knows? Thank you. We've been trying to get Sam on the podcast because we like her so much and she is such a fan of the show and we are a fan of her, but schedules have not been aligning, but let's make that happen. Okay.
Well, between the three of us, we are in three different states and,
areas of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's six children. Samantha has three dogs because you have a dog and they have two dogs.
Yeah.
And there's a cat in there too because you have a cat, right?
I do. We've got lots of living things we need to keep moving. So eventually
she works full time. Amy works full time. I do some things, you know.
Really
I'm
hard
here.
At life. And you also are so good at it. And those are all valuable things. But yeah, we want her to be on the podcast, but this is kind of like the next best thing. She recommended this. So yes. I'm excited to hear about it.
Okay. The Beast of Bray Road. This is a name given to a wolf-like creature that has been reported to have been witnessed near Alhorn, Walworth County. This is in Wisconsin. This creature has become part of the Wisconsin folklore. It has also been seen as far as Illinois. There have been hundreds of documented sightings, but most of them occurred between 1989 and 1991. So let's get into it. First and foremost, it's called the Beast of Bray Road because it's named after the rural farm road in which it was like first sighted. Makes sense, right?
Like, I mean, yeah. I feel like that's pretty common when it's like an urban legend. It's usually named after like the location that it's
in. Well, also, why else would it be called the Beast of Bray Road? Obviously, it is from Bray Road. And if it wasn't,
it's on Main Street.
You're
right.
Stupid.
Like, you don't,
like who? Right. What's marketing? We need you to come down here and we need to have a chat.
Come on, 1989 people coming up with Beast of Bray Road.
Exactly. So the initial reports of this creature were a big enough event to land themselves on a local news reporter's desk. This woman was named Linda Godfrey. And at first, she was super skeptical, but even she became convinced that after talking to witnesses that she interviewed, that all these witnesses were telling the truth and they had all had encounters with the beast.
So there is this new show that is on Peacock and I'm trying to find.
I love Peacock because of Bravo.
Well, yeah, me too. But it's new. It is all about stories like this. It's like John Carpenter, who does a lot of like spooky stuff, came up with this show. It's all different. It's a TV show. It's not a movie. So it's all different episodes. And each episode is dedicated to a different like weird, like supernatural or like paranormal thing that happened. But I've watched a couple of the episodes. Oh, it's called Suburban Screams. I've watched a couple of the episodes. And to be honest, some of them were a little bit more out out of my realm of like, it's like yucky. So I'm like, okay, I don't love a lot of these because it's some of it's talking about like escaped convicts that come and like murder people. And like, I'm like, I like true crime, but I don't want to be like that.
Yeah, I don't like, need to think that somebody is going to like
break into my house,
like hitchhike into my house while I'm at home and Rin's napping. Like my, I'm already at a flight or fight response just 95% of the time.
I'm already at a 10. Yeah. I don't need you to get me anywhere else.
I'm at an 8.5, just sitting here, just
existing. So,
please.
But it's called Suburban Screams. And the reason I mention it is because you said
it has that creepy and the thingy. Because it keeps popping up for me too. But then it looks like the Donnie Darko bunny, but not like the Donnie. But I love Donnie Darko. But
it's an urban legend called the Bunny Man, and he like apparently dresses like a bunny, and it's this whole thing.
Oh no, it stresses me out when that comes up on my TV. I'm like, no!
You and Chris and Hayden can all go live in like this happy little house together where you don't ever watch anything scary. Last night, this is so off topic. Last night I watched a movie with my kids. If you have like kids that are around like, I don't know, early childhood, early education, maybe mid elementary, there's a show called The Loud House, and it's about like a family with like all these kids. Well, there's a Halloween special that just came out called like The Halloween of The Loud House. And last night I was like, kids, let's watch this because I don't have school today. And Hayden was like terrified. It was like a nickel. It's not even scary. And I texted Chris and I was like, she is your child. His number one scariest movie is The Goonies. So I totally get it. But the three of you need to just live together during Halloween time and like never watch anything scary.
Spooky, though.
Like, it does. That picture is a little sinister. Too spooky. Yeah. He does. But I watched that episode and there was a woman who was a reporter and she had the same experience where she was like, this is bullshit. And then she started doing some research into it and was like, holy crap, this might be true. There might be some truth to this. And now this was about like a person and not like an animal, but it's weird. If you're into that kind of stuff, I definitely recommend that show. Back to The Beast of Bray Road. The Beast of Bray Road is often described by anybody who witnesses this creature as large, between 6 foot and 7 foot tall, with a humanoid style body covered in fur or hair. Its face resembles a wolf with shiny yellow eyes and pointed ears. Its body is furry, but is also muscular. The creature is said to run and walk on all four legs or just its hind legs. And it's been seen sitting like on its haunches. So like back on its legs, like kneeling, like as if a person would.
I don't know why that just is very sinister to me. Like, I don't want to see any kind of like something that can run all fours crouching? That are crouching and have their hands that they can still use them. Their other, like, I don't like it.
You watch scary movies and things are on the ground crouching. Terrifying to me.
Yes, I don't exactly. Like, I feel like their head's about to go around, and sometimes it does.
Like they're like going to skitter.
Have to tap out. Oh,
skittering is just not for me. I'm not a person who enjoys the skittering.
It basically, unless you're using all your limbs as they're supposed to be used, like just right. I'm out of there. So if somebody on two, that's supposed to be standing on two legs, if you're coming at me on all fours,
can be on all fours
as as an adult. Okay. Like kids. I mean, get the fuck away from me. Yeah, I don't need anything like coming at me on all fours.
It's going to be so much easier for him to be on all fours than it is for Aurora. But like, I mean, it's still easier for them, but can you imagine trying to skitter across the floor on all fours? I would fall on my face. Like that's not going to happen for me. So if you can do that, there's something wrong with you. You're a demon and you need, like, it's
I need
awful.
To get the fuck away.
I can't deal with it. So I'm with you on that. The haunches, the sitting, the skittering. I don't like it. Some people reported that it has been seen moving both on all fours and on two legs. And some reports describe it more closely resembling like what you would think of as a traditional werewolf or Bigfoot. So here's where some of my questions are about this. Is it a werewolf? Like, it's the Beast of Bray Road. It sounds very much like a werewolf. If we're talking about like the tradition, like.
So they did, the lady, Linda, she actually came out with a book, the News Reporter Lady, which is a series of her articles. And the book was titled The Beast of Bray Road, Tailing Wisconsin's Werewolf.
Okay. So it is considered a werewolf, but maybe like a specific one?
Who's to say?
So its first sighting was in 1936 in Elkhorn, Wisconsin, which is where like this all a lot of the sightings are from. I guess it kind of spans out, but mostly Wisconsin is where we're like seeing this thing. The population of this little town is about 6,500, or at that time it was about 6,500. In Linda's book, she wrote that Elkhorn was known as a Christmas card town, surrounded by prairies and cornfields and dairy farms, and was about an hour's drive from Madison or Milwaukee. And it's really idyllic. Like, it's a place you would want to go to. It's very like Hallmark movie perfect. Not the sort of setting you'd hear like about a true crime thing in. So definitely not a town that's like creepy or welcoming like weird things to happen. But
Dun, dun, dun.
Spoiler alert, here it comes. So Mark Shackleman was a night watchman at a Catholic convent, and this was called St. Coletta's. And it was the very same St. Coletta where Rosemary Kennedy was housed after her father, Joseph Kennedy, had her lobotomized for an agitated depression.
Dude, okay, I don't know much about the Kennedys, just to be fair.
Sure.
It's like not my favorite piece of history.
Sure.
More shit that I hear like this, the more that I'm like, why the fuck don't I know everything about the Kennedys? And why haven't I been looking into this all along?
No,
because don't come at me. I'm good, and I like to be alive, and I don't need to talk publicly on a podcast about the Kennedys. But if we want to offline this at a certain point in time, like, I'm down
you
for that.
Slide in my DMs.
Because allegedly they seem like they could potentially be people that I don't know. They seem to trouble seems to follow them.
But around midnight, Shackleman, who is the night watchman, was walking through the fields near the school when he saw something perched atop a nearby Native American burial ground. No.
Also another no.
That is a nope for me. My father is obsessed with Native American things and like burial grounds, and we used to always have to go to them as kids, and it creeps me out, and I'm not a fan. Dad, love you so much, but they're terrifying to me. It appeared wolf-like, but was standing upright and appeared to be clawing at the ground. Again, if you're digging for something, I don't like it when my dog digs for stuff in the backyard. You have found a body
if you're,
or something.
Like, haunching it up while you're doing it too. Like, are you crouching? Because it's for real.
No.
Like, you should be on all fours or sit on your bottom. Like, I don't know. I don't like it for this. Because are you a werewolf or are you Bigfoot? Can you please let me know?
Can you please just tell me what you are? Because I can see you and I don't like it. But he started to walk towards the creature to get a better look, and the creature took off. So whatever he saw was like afraid of him, or at least pretending to be afraid of him, and left. The following morning, Mark Shackleman, the night watchman, told his wife about the creature, describing that this is where I'm also like, how close did you get to this thing? Describing that its thumbs and its little fingers appeared shriveled, notably shorter than the others on his hand. During daylight hours, he returned and discovered raking marks in the dirt. But how close are you
dark,
you can see its fingers and that they're shriveled?
Yeah.
Does that mean it looks like paws? I'm guessing that's what he was like. But also, I see a lot of weird things happen in my life, and I am also jumping to conclusions. So, Mark Shackleman, are you jumping to some sort of conclusion about the hands that you saw? Was this just some sort of
tweaked out dude? Yeah, was he just like doing, like, I don't know.
Right. I don't either. But I feel like that's a little bit of a stretch, Mark Shackleman. Let's tell the truth. After dusk passed, and it became nighttime again, he noticed that he came back to the burial ground, which, no thank you, I'm not coming back to that, and saw the creature again, but this time the creature did not leave. It stood and it faced him, who later estimated it to be nearly 7 foot tall. He said the creature was covered in dark or black hair, and it gave off a bad odor, like long dead meat. Gross. Okay. Its eyes looked right into me and it made a sound. It was a 3-syllable growl. It was low and mean and something with an accent on the second syllable. So it was like this thing was trying to maybe communicate with him. I don't know. I'm afraid of that.
But like, why would you go back quite literally the next night.
I'm not going back ever, because whether that is a wild beast, get a
native medicine woman to come out there, and something is wrong with that burial ground. And then
also there's a rabid dog that's digging in your burial ground. If I saw a rabid dog digging in a cemetery, I'm going to tell the cemetery people, hey, you got to take care of this. I'm not about to come back myself and be like, let me see if I can figure out this weird shriveled finger thing. And no, I'm not. Don't be a hero, folks. Let somebody else take it to the adults. Just, that is not you.
Well, and you don't, dogs are dangerous, friends.
Well, that's the other thing. Animals that have like rabies or are sick or diseased or acting weird, what is the number one thing they tell you? Don't approach them. And I say, oh, man. Not a problem here.
Yeah, no, exactly. Ooh, this lady didn't get off the sidewalk the other day when Lizzie and I were running, and I almost kicked her dog because it started nipping at my heels on the way, and I didn't know whether it was trying to smell me or trying to bite me. Thankfully, the dog didn't get close enough to find out, because I was going to kick it. I was going to kick it real hard, and that might sound extreme, but like, I'm sorry. Don't let your dog sniff up on me. Like, that's scary to me. That's intimidating. Yeah. Even though it was a small dog, I don't know what this dog is going to do.
It doesn't matter. I have a large dog. She is enormous, and she is the nicest, sweetest dog in the world.
I'm less scared of the big dogs, because most of the time their owners are more responsible than the little yippy yippy ones. And the little yippy yippy ones are like, oh, it's okay. They're just going to nip at you a little bit. No, it's not okay. I don't want it to touch me. I don't want it to smell me. That is your animal. That's not, I did not give my consent.
Well, we used to have two tiny dogs, like Corgi, like Jack Russell mixes, and those fuckers were mean. And they would bite, and people would get in their face, and we would say, don't get in their face. And they would be like, oh, it's okay. And then guess what? You would get bit, because they were not nice. And eventually we had to get rid of them because one of them bit Hayden. So all I'm saying is, you don't fuck with animals that are just like being weird. There are a couple of firsthand experiences that happened besides Mark Shackleman, that give way to maybe a little bit more information. So this is the first experience that we have on record. It happened in like 1997, 1998. So this person was living in Franklin, Wisconsin. They had just moved to a brand new subdivision. So like previously probably had been just woods, and they were currently the only house that was built. The rest of the area for a long distance was empty lot that used to be adjoining farms, and the backyard had a running creek. On the other side of the creek was some like brush and a single lane road and a wooden street light that gave off an orange hue about 30 yards from where they were. So like pretty like in the middle of nowhere. It was a warm summer night, and they were having a sleepover with one of their friends. They had all the lights off, and they were playing hide and go seek in the dark, which is a terrible idea. Nothing good ever happens with that. I went back into the sunroom and saw something crouched over, illuminated through the bush and the orange streetlight, so they could see this creature like underneath the streetlight. She's not sure how to describe the posture. You know when you're about to throw up and you hunch over on your knees and your palms. It was similar to that.
No, again, it's a no for me. Like, get the fuck out of here on your haunches. I never want to hear somebody like getting up on their haunches again. It's just a no. The next time Aurora tries to like, you know, squat down all caveman style, like technically we're supposed to poop, I'm just going to punch her in the face.
You should. Get over. Don't do that. Also, if something is throwing up, I'm not going to approach it. Just let it do its thing and then come back later. Its breaths were so deep and heavy that I could see its chest heaving from that distance. There is something wrong with that thing.
Yeah.
If I can see you breathing, I'm not okay.
It's very hungry and I don't need to be near that.
Call 911. If you see me breathing like that, call 911 because something is not right.
Call the police.
Please do something. They had a 140-pound Akita, which is a type of dog. When it stood up, it was 6 feet on its hind legs, which also, when you have large dogs like that and they stand up, also, I'm not okay with that. I could
I don't need you to be bigger than me. I'm not 6 foot, and no, I don't need the dogs to be,
will never be
6 foot.
Right. I will never grow into 6 foot. I will always be this height forever. This person could tell that it would, like, have definitely been taller than their dog. So, like, it was taller than 6 foot. They also said that it wasn't any type of dog or wolf, which you're not that close. I don't know how you can tell that. Its hind legs were thick and muscular like a man's, but its body tapered at the abdomen and its head was like a wolf or a canine. They called out to their friend who came over and all they said was, what the fuck is that? They tried not to make any noise and they sat there and watched it for what they said was like a good 30 minutes. Their dad, who was a Vietnam vet, came out to see what they were doing so late. They asked what it was, and he said, I don't know. And then he went outside, which stop, don't do that. And they stayed inside watching the dad just get eaten by this wolf, which don't do that. He had one of those mega lights that was like hugely powered, like power of 1,000 candles type of a thing, and he took it with him. He stood in the driveway, shined it on whatever they were watching. It looked back at them and they could see its eyes, but they couldn't see what eye color it was. What they do say that they remembered is that when it took off into the brush, it took off upright like a sprinter from an all fours stance. So like when somebody who's sprinting starts down low and then like stands up and goes, not okay for me. My dad heard it splash through the creek and hightailed it in after him. Why are you doing that?
Yeah, why did your dad do that, dude?
And then obviously didn't catch him, didn't catch the dad. Everything was fine. When they heard about it years later, like somebody talking about this beast of Bray Road, this person said they immediately knew that they had seen it. And that's what they had experienced.
So this is more of a humanoid Bigfoot type of encounter.
It sounds like it, but also I feel like werewolves to me seem more humanoid than a Bigfoot.
I think werewolves can run on 2 feet.
Maybe.
Do you think they could?
But does Bigfoot ever run on all fours? I feel like we need to get my
on here. But Bigfoot could be on his haunches.
Could haunch down.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. And I was like, my brain is not allowing me to complete the sentence and I need to figure out a different way.
We are using lots of words that we don't typically use on this podcast. And that is okay with me.
I have not gotten a full night's sleep in more than 2 years at this point. So fucking come at me and help me take care of these kids. And maybe I'll come with some full fucking sentences.
I love it.
But at this point, this is what you get. So
you take it or leave it, guys. We're rounding year, 3 of the podcast. You guys, we're an open book. You're not going to.
Yes. At one point I was getting better, you guys. And then I procreated and we are starting over. And here
you made another baby. And now he stole all of those good brains.
All of the brains. It's fine. Goodbye. Looking back, I don't even need them right now. I'm up to my eyes in baby shit anyways. It's not like I need to, you know, it's okay. Like, I've got all the brains I need for that. Okay, so here's 100. Another one. Okay.
Yes.
Our last little one before we peace on out for the day. Okay, so this comes from... No, I didn't write it down. Anyways, no. Okay, so this person says, I've spent time on Bray Road. A good friend of mine has too. You hear things in the woods, maybe see shadows in the fields, but I've never had a true sighting of anything, just a creepy being watched feeling. But that could simply be nerves as you're expecting / hoping for something to happen. My friend has experienced quite a bit and has some impressive EVPs from different areas. So just apparently to me, this is like everybody gets a bad vibe from the area. Like you were saying earlier, how your dad took you to the Indian burial grounds that's a big creep for you. Maybe you are feeling what happened to the land there, because I think that there are everything's living and there are impacts to living things when there is death or massacre or like horrible things that can happen to us. It like traumatizes our brain in certain ways. So to the earth, you think it could possibly traumatize the earth, especially if something that was caring for it so well and now they're not, and whatever. So
I think energy sticks around too.
Exactly.
Like, you know, you got a creepy house, somebody dies somewhere, a lot of the cases we cover, they will knock down the houses or different areas where like really awful, horrible things happen, because nobody wants to be in that space. It's too.
Exactly.
Damaged, for sure.
So this person was obviously like a big skeptic, but they were like, no, even I feel the creepy.
Right.
And this is another account of like their friends having instances. So like their friend came on and said that they had something run on two legs, run out in front of them on the north side of Madison/Middleton, which is in Wisconsin. But it happened so fast that it was hard to say what it was or what it could have been. But it definitely looked like a deer, wolf, coyote lunging. However, it seemed larger. So just lots of instances about this creature. And most skeptics say that the creature is likely a misidentification of known animals, like the gray wolves that are found in the area. Which maybe these are wet wolves that they're seeing. Like, what temperature is it? Is it a snowy night where they're...
Had it been raining? Could they have come out of the creek? Yeah.
Where their fur is damp? Because I don't know if you have ever seen a shaved bear.
No.
I don't remember why I have, okay?
I don't either. You did some weird stuff in college. I don't know. No, I've never seen it.
No, I've seen it on the internet. No, okay. And then it's very... Okay, have you ever given your dog or your cat too much of a haircut?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and sometimes they look fucking crazy, especially the little dogs or especially the cats. Like, yeah, okay, so some animals, when they don't have hair, or maybe it was this bear that has all his hair had fallen out. I don't know. But I have seen a shaved bear, and it is fucking terrifying. Like, terrifying.
Google it. If you're listening to this, Google shaved bear. You're welcome. You're not welcome. It looks like a werewolf. Like, it 100% looks like a werewolf.
So what if it's a bear?
It could have been. Like, what if it was sick or like lost its hair? Yeah.
Yeah. Or what if it's a wolf that has, again, come out of the creek and it's hungry and it just looks really gangly and like you can see its ribs and stuff like that because, again, it was wet.
Right. Or thin. There was that sun bear in Japan.
Oh, maybe that was what I saw that was shaved.
That wasn't shaved, but it was a sun bear that would stand on its hind legs. And sun bears are really odd. If you ever watch them at the zoo, like they have a really hard time in captivity, which is very sad. They would stand on its hind legs and it did look like a human in a costume. And people like were so convinced that it was a human in a costume. But I did just, if you Google shaved bear and nothing pervy comes up, it is all shaved bears. They do look terrifying. I've never seen a shaved bear until this moment. So thank you for sharing that little piece of nightmare with me. That was great.
Okay. It's also known, the Beast of Bray Road is also known as man wolf, bear wolf, an indigenous dog man.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like that. But also I was just helping the kids at the book fair and you've seen the dog man books, right?
Oh yeah. So that's like less scary.
Yeah, so that's all I can... There's also a Cat Kids comic series now, just in case you were wondering.
Yes, they're all from the same writer. So, yes,
I'm the number one volunteer at the book fair. Just kidding. I accidentally signed up to... Not on accident. I signed up on purpose to help with the kindergarten classes thinking that like, oh, Aurora would know. They're going during their library period. So I quite literally just signed up for some random ass fucking library class with random ass kids. It's fine. I've gone back every single day and none of them have been Aurora's day yet. It's so much fun. I hate it. I hate it so much because it's so obnoxious and I get so anxious. I love it. The kids are so fucking sweet. They're so kind. Some of them are so smart and they like... Oh, they're just so, it's so great. Volunteering sucks and it's wonderful. Like,
if you
I hate
can
it,
volunteer
I love it.
Your kids' school, do it. I don't like to often. I don't either. But I have a couple times and every time I do feel like happy about it. So,
yeah, it's like I feel frantic and like I immediately need to go and like sit in a very quiet room for a while.
No sound, right?
Yeah, but they're so kind. Anyways, okay, so some researchers consider the Beast of Bray Road identical to a kind of Wisconsin Bigfoot that the locals call the Bluff Monster or the Eddie, which like I love and hate that Eddie's a name. Like why? But also LOL.
Yeah.
Others, including many Native Americans, believe it to be the Wendigo.
A Wendigo, yeah.
Yeah, which has also been spied in Minnesota, and I've heard of those things before.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, other people just simply feel like this is either a wolf, a bear, a large feral dog. And most of the sightings were between 1989 and 1991, so maybe it was just some, like, feral, sick animal.
For sure. And I think you hear about a lot of these urban legends starting, like, not when people were dumb, but, like, kind of when people were dumb. Like, you didn't have the internet. You didn't know what a shaved, like, you couldn't Google what a shaved bear looked like. Like, you wouldn't expect to see, like, a weird, random, sick animal out in nature. I think that sometimes that plays, you know, and then you hear somebody talk about it and you're like, oh, yeah, me too. And I saw all of these things. But quick yes or no, do you think something like the Beast of Bray Road could exist, or is it explainable by something else?
I don't think there is any way that we could possibly know every single animal, human, whatever, that's existing in our world right now, because they did just quite literally drop the aliens on us. But then also, for sure, maybe aliens aren't true and they're trying to distract us from those. So, like, conspiracy theory,
right,
to the conspiracy theories. But maybe since the government is telling me that aliens are real, maybe now is when I finally believe that they are not real. You know, like, it's just a whole,
I also think that creatures and people and, I mean, look at, like, quite possibly our most favorite serial killer of all time, Belle Gunness, quite possibly hid from people until she died. Like, it is possible for things who have been around people to adapt to, like, I don't want to be around people, I'm out. And, like, yeah, or are you going, like, to catch them sometime? Sure.
Like, Madame Laveau, like, she recreated herself how many times? And maybe those were her kids, but maybe those were her. And so it's just, like, I don't know. And then I still, like, there are so many things, and I know this isn't the deep ocean, so this is different.
Right.
However, there are so many things that we don't know about the deep ocean. And so it just leads me to believe there is a potential.
And
there's a potential. Also, like, what about a nomadic person? Like, what if this is, like, okay, so they have those tribes in the middle of nowhere that have never been seen by humans, or not humans, they are humans.
Like other people, right?
Thank,
like,
civilization. By outsiders, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Who's to say that this is not some like branch of somebody's who ran off and they've been inbreeding for the past, like, hundreds of thousands of years, and this is the result of,
this
I don't know.
Evolution. We don't have answers. Do I think it is possible?
I think that it's a sick
animal. Yes. Do I think it's probable? No.
Yeah, I think it's a sick animal. Sadly, this time, I'm not on the...
After Googling, I think it's a shaved bear. I
do too. I
100% think that's what it is. Why would you shave a bear? I don't
patchy
know.
Patchy wool.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen my dog run through the yard soaking wet, and it's terrifying.
Wolves do weird things with their, like, dogs sometimes do weird things with their paws that if you were looking for it to be sinister, I could be like, no, sir, but why are you doing that? Why are you doing that little thing with your hand? Like, I don't want a high five right now. I want you to put all your paws on the fucking ground is what I want you to do.
Do not shake my hand, dog.
Exactly. We're not here to do tricks, sir. I need to leave because I feel unsafe.
I don't like you.
Yes.
Samantha, thank you for suggesting this episode,
this was fun.
If anybody has any other similar things like this that they want to hear us cover, please let us know. Thank you for hanging out with us today. We will be back next week with, I don't know, some sort of episode. You will be surprised, and so will we. Don't forget to recommend us to a friend. We've been getting a lot of recommendations lately, and I love, 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 love that. So recommend us out, especially if your friends are not into the spooky spook. There are always episodes for them to listen to and to like, so don't worry. And if you like what you're hearing, give us a review, will ya? We always appreciate that as well. So be nice to each other. Don't feed any wild animals unless that you're into that. And
but
if
also
they
just
bite
don't, because you could like get rabies and stuff.
Yeah, if they
just,
bite you, I can't warn.
It's just like it makes me so sad to say like don't smoke marijuana with strangers. Like we just there are certain things that we should just like if it's your marijuana, you can smoke it with strangers. You have to be generous.
Right. Don't take drugs and drinks from other people.
Exactly.
People
exactly. And then don't feed wild animals. Just in general, these are just general rules and you can live your life however you want to. We're just saying that like we know that you know how to make good decisions. We're confident in your decision making. And if sometimes you want to, you know, steer off that course, that's okay. But if you get bit, that's, I mean,
let's
you,
put
sorry,
our good decision hats
it.
On. Let's yeah. do it. But come back next week. You'll never know what's going to come out of our mouths and you will be surprised. And so will we. So until next time, goodbye.
Bye.